We are here today to give thanks for the life of Dorothy May Thompson and to affirm the Christian conviction that while death is the end of human life, it marks a new beginning in our relationship with God. We are here also to share the sorrow of those who mourn and to offer them our love and support. So let's pray. Loving God, our Heavenly Father, your love for us never ends. We know that you alone have the keys to life and death, and that you alone can turn the shadow of death into the joy of eternal life. Holy Spirit, come to us now in this dark hour of our great grief, and bring to us the light and peace of your presence. And speak to us now through your holy word, that our faith and confidence in you may be strengthened and our hope sustained. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Amen. So let's hear some words of scripture that we may all face the future with hope. The first comes from the Gospel of John. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, even though they die, will live. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" And the second comes from the letter of 1 Peter. "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time." So let's now come before our God with our prayers of confession. Let's pray. You are our Maker and our Redeemer, Lord. So we turn to you in the weakness and frailty of our humanity and confess to you that we have not always lived as we should. We confess that we have not loved our neighbours as we ought to, and we have not loved ourselves as you love us, Lord. Forgive us. Father, we confess that in times past, we do not always treat Dorothy as we should have, that we do not always love her as we should have. Forgive us. And Lord God, if there were times when Dorothy hurt us, either by the things she said or did, or by the things she did not do or say, help us now in the quiet, by your grace, to forgive her. Lord, have mercy on us. Set us free from our sins and the guilt of our sins, and grant us peace and healing, that we may be made whole in our relationship to you and Dorothy. Amen. As we know, Dorothy had a very real faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, and she had some wonderful hymns that were a great comfort to her, and we'll be singing two of them in our service this morning. The first we're going to sing right now is "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." If you're able, please stand as we sing this together. To the Lord in prayer. Can
to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends forsake the same? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Blessed Saviour, thou hast promised, thou wilt all our burdens bear. May we ever, Lord, be bringing all to thee in earnest prayer. Soon in glory bright unclouded, sweet portion there.
Please be seated. Alison, you might want to just remain standing as I invite you to read for us the eulogy on behalf of the family.
Dorothy May Thompson was married in 1944 to Joseph Thompson. They had three children, Barry deceased, Alison and James. Dorothy came from a large family. John deceased, Bill deceased, Dorothy deceased, Margaret deceased, Aubrey, Vean, Hecky, Ina, Robert, Stephen and David deceased. Dad's family was Bill deceased, Joseph deceased, Janet deceased, Kayleen deceased, Charles deceased, and Helen is the only surviving member. Barry and Doreen had four children. Mum had five great-grandchildren and nine great-grandchildren. Mum was born in 1932 in Cadelia at her grandparents' home. Dorothy was an active member of this United Church and had a faith in Jesus. She has been a part of this church for 70 plus years. She went to church from her teenage years. She visited people. She was a ray leader and had an open home where everyone used to come to after church, especially the young people. And people visiting into town, we often had at our home. Mum spent her childhood years here and in Townsville, and back here, and at Reed River. The family had the first shop at Taylor's Beach. So they mainly grew up on the beach. Mum cooked pretzels, mince soup, chocolate fudge, marshmallows, French jellies with marshmallow, Rosella jam, and many other varieties. Mum taught others to do these things also, and also made a variety of chutneys. Mum worked hard as a dressmaker and a domestic before she got married. Our memories of Mum are many. She taught me how to crochet because she learnt from a lady in the church that taught her. Mum also taught me to sew. Often I would sit at the same table as Mum, Mum used to make our clothes, and I would make my doll's clothes at the other end of the table. I'm so thankful for those things that she taught me. Mum was also an active member of the Ladies' Guild Association for a long period of time. The show stall was a big part of that association. And I remember as a young child, our home used to be a manufacturing place with boxes stacked high. And I also remember at the show, curling up on the icebox and going to sleep while Mum and Dad continued to serve customers. Also, Mum was a homemaker, and I loved having Mum at home with me. Mum was a volunteer for 39 years in the community. Firstly, at the Blue Haven Respite Centre, and then later moved to Blue Haven Nursing Home. Also at this time, she was also looking after Dad before he had to go into a nursing home at Palms. She retired from the volunteer work at the age of 80. Mum was nominated for Volunteer of the Year at an Australian Day event. As a family, we also went on lots of camping trips, even though sometimes Dad didn't want to, he always came with us anyway. Mum loved playing cards, and only 2 weeks before passing away, was able to go back and play cards. And this was the first time in 2 years. And Mum loved every moment to it. Thanks to Sue for taking her. She has been part of a fellowship group in the past few years. Mum enjoyed going. Only in the last few weeks, she had a chairlift installed to help her to go up and down the 14 stairs. She loved her family here in the church. She loved visits from Sudan, often telling Sue that she was fine. All along, she wasn't really. We cannot thank Sue enough for her visits. Also, regular visits from Auntie Beanie and Leslie made her day. Dorothy passed away peacefully on Monday, the 12th, early hours of the morning. I woke up just to see her take her last breath. Well done, good and faithful servant. Rest in peace. We have lost a mother and our very best friend.
Thank you, Alison. We're now going to sing another one of Dorothy's favourite hymns, which is Abide With Me. Stand if you're able again.
Where?
Please be seated, and I would now like to invite James and Elsa up to read for us our Bible readings this morning.
The Lord's our shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the fields of green grass and leads me to the quiet pools of fresh water. He gives me strength. He guides me in the right path. And he has promised, even if I go to the deepest, darkest, I will not be afraid, Lord, for you are with me. You are my shepherd, rod, and staff, protect me. You prepared a banquet for me where all my enemies can see me. You welcomed me as an honored guest and filled my cup to the brim. I know that your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and the house will be my home as long as I live.
This is from John chapter 14, verses 1 to 6. Do not be worried and upset, Jesus told them. Believe in God and believe also in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. I would not tell you this if it were not so. And after I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to myself, so that you will be where I am. You know the way that leads to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way to get there? Jesus answered him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except by me.
This is the word of the Lord.
Dorothy was just a lovely and wonderful woman. It was such a privilege to have known her and to see her faith and devotion to her God and to the people around her who she so humbly served. Dorothy was always willing to roll up her sleeves to do the hard work which was needed and then go the extra mile. Not only would she run Sunday schools and raise and all manner of other ministries, but she would also run around and pick up the children and drop them home, and she made her home a place where anyone could go and feel welcome and at home. But life wasn't always easy for Dorothy. She also endured many difficulties and suffered many hardships. And of course, King David also endured many hardships. And through them came to know just how loving and faithful his God was, much the same as Dorothy. In our reading from Psalm 23, David isn't reflecting on the easy, good life as a king that he had, but on the trials he had gone through over and over again when his life had been threatened. But God had made a promise to David, and David found that God was like a good shepherd who defends and looks after his sheep. God is a God who is always there for us. This doesn't mean that life is easy. It wasn't easy for God's chosen king of Israel. It wasn't easy for Dorothy. But for those who walk with the Lord, even when they walk through the hardest, darkest times, they find that God always pulls them through and gets them to the other side. This is the witness to God by those such as King David and Dorothy. Do you know Jesus like Dorothy knew Jesus? If you don't, you should come to him, and like Dorothy, you will find a Savior who is both mighty and gentle, soft in his dealings with us, strong in his defense of us. And our Lord Jesus has promised us that if we walk with him, he is preparing a place for us in his Father's kingdom. Jesus says, "If that were not so, I would have told you. But it is so. And Jesus himself will come and get us when it is time for us to leave this life and continue on in our eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. For Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Our way to the Father is through him. Jesus holds the keys of life because he alone has conquered death, our final enemy." Dorothy knew this to be true and devoted her life to sharing this good news with others, particularly the younger generations. And she's now enjoying the reality of what she shared. For Dorothy is with Jesus in the Father's presence, in the kingdom of God, right this very moment, while we are sitting here celebrating her life. And if we place our faith in Jesus, like Dorothy did, and like King David, we too shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Let us now give thanks for the life of Dorothy and also pray for the family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the many ways in which Dorothy shared her life with us and others, in strength and in weakness, in achievement and in failures, in love and sorrow. We remember her as one of us. Lord, we especially thank you for her love of you, for her love of life and her pride in herself, her determined spirit and her familiar ways. We give you thanks for your promises, and may her example of hope in you be an example to us, that we might also live in resurrection hope and thus be sustained and nurtured in our journeys. Merciful God, we pray for all the members of Dorothy's family. We pray for her brothers and sisters, Aubrey, Veen, Ina, Robert and Steve, and for her children, Alison and James. We also pray for Doreen and Alsa. Loving God, may you give them strength in this time to know your grace and your sustaining spirit. We thank you also that Dorothy will live on in the lives of her 5 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren. And we pray that they may find peace in their hearts in this time. Lord, we know the sense of loss of all these people is present because their love is so deep. Lord Jesus, when we are unable to understand why our loved ones must die, help us. When we are thus weighed down by grief and loneliness, may we know that you are upholding us. Grant us the assurance of your constant care, that we may have courage to meet the days ahead. Lord, we also pray for those friends and other relatives who were close to Dorothy. May their present sorrow be so transformed by hope that they come to cherish with true thankfulness those memories of shared experiences which nothing can take from them. Grant us all the grace to face the future with a calm mind, a strong faith, and a loving heart. We also remember at this time loved ones, friends, and relatives who are absent. May they be conscious of your sustaining presence and find joy and peace in believing. Lord, we pray for each other here today. Increase our trust in you and strengthen our love for other people. May the Holy Spirit lead us all our days, that we may live in joyful obedience to Jesus. Father, we offer all these prayers to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Would you now please stand while we commend Dorothy into the hands of God? Lord God, today we lift our hearts in gratitude for Dorothy, your child, who has now gone from among us. For all your goodness to her during her life, for all that she was to those who loved her, and for everything in Dorothy's life that reflected goodness and love, we say thank you. And now we bless you, Lord God, that Dorothy is in your loving arms. Help us to be content to release her to you. Surround us and all who mourn today with your continuing compassion. Do not let our grief be without end or overwhelm us, but through your grace, transform our grief into cherished memories and a new confidence in you that you make all things right for those who love you, God. Heavenly Father, by your creative power, you gave us life. And in your redeeming love, you have given us new life in Christ. Rejoicing in your gift of eternal life and confident in the love that you have for all, we commend Dorothy May Thompson into your merciful keeping. Amen. Let's all share together the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May the grace of God, which passes understanding, rest and abide with you all. Amen.